This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An operation to evacuate civilians from a steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol is underway. That effort to bring civilians out of the sprawling steel plant was still being done Sunday with the International Committee of the Red Cross in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also described his hours-long weekend meeting with the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Kyiv as a powerful signal of support in his difficult time. In a televised address on Sunday evening, Zelensky said his meeting with Pelosi included discussions of defense supplies to Ukraine, financial support, and sanctions against Russia. Pelosi and a half dozen U.S. lawmakers met with Zelensky and his top aides for about 3 hours late Saturday to voice American solidarity with the besieged nation and get a first-hand assessment as she works to steer a massive new Ukraine aid package through Congress. Zelensky says Ukrainians are grateful to all partners who send such important and powerful signals of support by visiting the capital at such a difficult time. Additionally, Zelensky estimated that more than 350,000 people have been evacuated from combat zones thanks to humanitarian corridors prearranged with Moscow since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in late February. Germany says it's making progress on weaning itself off Russian fossil fuels and expects to be fully independent of Russian crude oil imports by late summer. Economy and Climate Minister Robert Habeck says Europe's largest economy has reduced its share of Russian energy imports to 12% for oil, 8% for coal, and 35% for natural gas. More at VOA News.